Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast. I'm your host, Penny Lacasso, and I am the world's first happiness hacker on a bold mission to teach 10 million humans just like you how to flourish by 2025. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel it towards injecting more joy, more presence, more calm, and more meaning into each and every day. If that sounds like something you could use a little bit more of, let's get started. Hello, beautiful happiness hackers, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Boy, are you in for a treat, because you're going to get today and for the next couple of episodes to go deep on a topic that I suspect is going to be of interest to many of you listening. This topic, I'm sure you've already read it because you wouldn't have landed here unless you clicked on it, which I'm guessing got your interest. And so the topic I want to explore with you is what I call the angry woman. And it is a taboo topic, so I have discovered. So I want to welcome you on this journey and tell you that it's going to be three parts. I'll explain why as we get into it, but maybe we'll just dive right in this week. Let's do that. You can see, I think, from the tone of my voice, the nervous laugh, that this one is going to be an interesting one. So allow me to explain how I ended up down the rabbit hole that is the angry woman. If you're new to me and my work in transformation, it might be helpful for you to know that I am my own guinea pig. I seek out scientific and spiritually based practices that expand me and help me grow into the woman that I want to be. And I share the whole journey in all its realness and rawness openly through mediums like this podcast. And I do that in the hope that it will inspire you to experiment in finding your own path to flourishing. Because I firmly believe that we are all on different journeys, and what flourishing looks like for each and every one of us is different. Now, it's on this journey most recently that I stumbled across the taboo subject of the angry woman. And you could even go a layer deeper, and we will talk about it and talk about angry mums, which is probably the layer that I'm in at the moment as a single mother of a beautiful 13-year-old boy. So you see, I've noticed that sometimes I am an angry woman. I am an angry mother. And that might sound like a complete paradox given I call myself a happiness hacker. Now, I don't know where this comes from. I don't like how I behave when I'm in anger, nor do I like how it makes me feel, especially afterwards. You see, for me, anger shows up with the ones I love most, and it's often triggered when I don't feel valued or heard. Now, don't get me wrong, I have got a son and a partner who I know love me immensely, and who do value me, they just might not be that good at expressing it in the way that I need to feel it. So until now, I didn't notice the trigger until after it presented. And then I'd feel shit about how I showed up with the two people I love most in the world. So this trigger of not feeling valued or heard. I started talking about this because that's what I do. It's the work that I do. I love to speak to other women about what I'm feeling, whether they're feeling it, or speak about their feelings and then connect them with other women that are experiencing the same things. It's what I love to do because that is how we enable ourselves to grow in the directions that are meaningful for us. So in starting to talk about this with other women and other mums specifically, many women have shared with me that they too are angry mums. They share the same experience. Now, I'm not talking about smashing plates, throwing things at the wall, Anything like that. I'm talking about outbursts of anger, those moments where you're triggered, you don't know why, you're with the people you love most, and you behave in a way that you feel is not in congruence with the person that you want to be. I mean, I know I'm not speaking to the void on this, you know, I know that from the conversations that I've had. So, of course, all of this made me hugely curious. So I decided to dig deeper into understanding where my anger comes from and how I can process it in a way that is constructive. Because at the moment, I don't think it is constructive. It's a little bit misplaced and misprocessed and misguided is probably the best way I can describe it. Now, the timing of this curiosity that I have around my anger could not be better. Because for those of you who don't know, I'm now 6 weeks into a 12-month journey with Gabor Maté, who's one of the top trauma psychotherapists in the world, doing my trauma-informed therapy training, which is entitled Compassionate Inquiry, which feels completely relevant to what I'm needing if I'm going to dive into processing my anger, some compassionate inquiry. What's most beautiful and equally challenging about this Compassionate Inquiry program is that the way it works is that you can't learn how to apply this profound therapy to empower others until you do the work on yourself first. So that's what I'm knee-deep in at the moment, understanding my trauma and where the anger comes from. That really felt like perhaps a good place to start in working on myself. I'm highlighting this because I see it now myself just from doing 6 weeks of this work. I'm giving you nervous laughs, which clearly is a defense mechanism for feeling so vulnerable in sharing what I'm sharing now and talking about my anger and equally in what I'm about to share. I make no apologies for being completely honest in what I have chosen to share. I must say, I questioned sharing as all of this, sharing that I get angry, makes me feel massively vulnerable. But as Gabor says in his training, you need to listen to your gut. So many of us are disconnected from our gut. And my gut told me that I needed to share this journey into my anger. It's messy and random, but I share it in the hope that it might be helpful in understanding why, as women specifically, we're not so good at processing anger. My theory is that it's because it's not considered societally appropriate for little girls to be angry. And therefore, when we're young, we don't learn the skills to process this feeling. And also associated with that is a feeling that this feeling of anger is taboo. So we suppress it and manifest it in other ways. Well, we suppress it, but what I'm learning in trauma therapy is our body then chooses to manifest it in other ways. Because as Gabor says, and I think this is so profound, trauma is not what happens to you, it's what happens in your body as a result of that experience. Because trauma changes our physiology. It changes how we respond to future events that feel the same as that traumatic experience.
Hey there, thought I would just press pause for a moment and ask you, do you struggle to set boundaries when there is so much that needs to be done in both work and life? Do you feel like you're letting everyone down and like no one's getting the best of you? Perhaps you lay in bed wide-eyed in the middle of the night wondering, how much is enough? And then tell yourself, I can't go on like this anymore. You've been waiting to make meaningful change for ages, but feel overwhelmed by the enormity of it and too exhausted to know where to even begin. You keep telling yourself, when it's all done, then I'll make time for me. But the reality is, it's never all done, and you just keep moving yourself and your dreams to the bottom of your to-do list. If the answer is, that's me, Penny, are you inside my head? Then the Calm Collective Group Coaching Program was designed for you. The Calm Collective is a 6-month intimate group coaching journey that provides the space, support, skills and community to reignite your spark and inject more presence and calm into each day. If you're ready to step out of robot mode, move from existing to living, jump on over to thecalmcollective.au. That's thecalmcollective.au for all of the details and to secure your spot in the next cohort.
I learned not long ago that the brain is a pattern recognition machine. And so when feelings like anger present, our body takes us back to that moment, well, when feelings of anger present that are misguided and misdirected, like I'm talking about, our brain takes us back to when we first felt that feeling. So for me, that was when I was a 13-year-old child. And what happens is the response, even though in that moment, it's not that we're not being valued, it's our perception, it's the meaning we're attaching to that moment that triggers us. And then this anger manifests in ways that we don't want it to because it's unprocessed. It's just looking for a way to get out. Let me now share with you an extract from my journal because I think that's where the truth always sits, in the journal. The thoughts that flow out are the ones that I find the most valuable. So I'm going to share a direct extract to help you understand where I'm going with all of this and to share my journey as part of this three-part series, as I said, in the hope that it inspires others to explore their anger and what sits behind it and how they can use that knowledge and that work to unlock greater potential within themselves and greater happiness. Okay, let me start. I am a young girl, abandoned. I have learned that for me, abandonment is unexpressed. It manifests in feelings of being unworthy, unworthy of love, not valued, not seen or heard. Fast forward 35 years, and when those who love me and I love most trigger that feeling of not being valued, of not being worthy, even if it's just in small, subtle ways, in return, they receive ammunition-packed blast from me that is misguided and misdirected. Even though in that moment, I'm not physically abandoned. My trauma is that moment of abandonment. And when I have those feelings of not feeling valued in the current day, my body and my behavior takes me back to being that little girl, and I respond in a way that is emotionally unskilled. Unworthiness permeates within when I'm that 13 little girl, my subconscious. And translates into avoidance of being alone, suppression of it, and some dysfunctionally managed relationships. I'm not that great, perhaps, at relationships. They make me feel highly vulnerable, but I suppose that's everyone. I believe abandonment holds the secret to my potential. This is the part of me that feels oppressive. How can I evolve awareness and let go more? I will sit with abandonment and how it connects with anger. So it's a journal extract. It's not perfect. It was never meant to be. It's my inner thoughts. But I share it in all its rawness because I want us to open the conversation as women around anger. And as I said at the beginning of this journey, anger has me curious. I found myself down this rabbit hole the more I explored it. That's why this is part one in a three-part podcast series, born out of wanting to normalize anger as a valid emotion that women experience and share really practical conversations and ways of understanding and processing anger so that you can show up as the woman you want to be. So in next week's episode, I'm going to share with you what I discovered about angry women from the scientific research, and I guarantee you, you will be fascinated. I certainly was. This topic is really interesting. That's all I'm going to say without giving you the next podcast. Trust me, if you are a woman and you're interested in your anger, you'll want to hear the science behind it. And then the third part in this series, I couldn't not do. What we're going to do is bring together some really courageous mums who have volunteered themselves to willingly share alongside me their anger, how it shows up for them in their body, why the topic they feel is taboo, and what would be most helpful for them in processing their anger. I cannot wait to share this full series with you. I would love if you connected to what you heard today. If anything struck a chord, please send me an email, hello@hackinghappy.co, or a DM on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. If you are looking to go deeper into your own expansion, if you are looking to make a significant shift in your life and feelings are holding you back, I put on the table an open invitation to take a look at the Calm Collective Group Coaching Program. I will drop the link in show notes. It does exactly this work in a safe and supported environment with women who are on the journey with you, supported by myself as your guide and your accountability partner to stepping into more of what gives you meaning, more of what lights a spark in your life, and allow yourself to fully process anything that's holding you back in a way that's constructive rather than destructive. So if that sounds like a plan, check out the link in show notes. Otherwise, I'll see you back for part two of the Angry Woman podcast next week. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans like you to lead wholehearted and happy lives. If you enjoyed your experience today, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something in this particular episode that resonated, feel free to take a screenshot and share your perspectives on social media. Tag me in via Instagram on hackinghappy.co, or you'll find me on LinkedIn, Penny Lacasso. If you have a friend that you feel needs to hear the message in today's podcast, why not drop them a note and share the link from this episode? Until next time, my friend, happiness looks good on you.